advertising in video games. Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. The concept of using advertising in video games continues to grow as game makers try to offset higher costs of development or to make games available to consumers for free. At Wild Tangent, which publishes 250 online games, Chief Executive Alex St. John, who headed Microsoft's gaming strategy back in the mid-90s, says the key is making ads a natural part of the content.
Today we take the top content from not only our own studios but many others and wrap it with advertising technology so that consumers who go to our website to play these games see advertising in the free demo play of the games, both on the outside when the game launches and in our games inside the game, played live web advertising served on billboards and on, you know, walls and so forth. So if you play a game on wildgames.com like Final Drive Nitro, you'll see a Honda Civic car served into the game. You'll see live web advertising from major advertisers served into the billboards in the city as you play it. So anybody can see that in content today available from our studios.
How big will games get as an advertising medium?
You know, that's a good question. I think, I think a Yankee study came out recently saying it'd be, $768 million was the estimate by 2008 for in-game ad serving.
Microsoft and Viacom recently announced acquisitions of companies in that business, and St. John says more purchases are likely. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.